Hey, Rotten.
Hey, Jeremy, it's Rodney from Family Affairs. Yeah, I was addressing like what you texted me on the I mean here in the chat, like regarding burn and it's
Yeah,
like
that was yesterday. So we are trying to get her a new coordinator. I don't know. I know before when Miss Silhouette was there, she used to do it for me. I've been trying to get her a new state coordinator since June, and I had to file a complaint with them yesterday because no one is calling us back. The doctor gave my aunt more hours because she's a fall risk, and I need to let the coordinator know. But the coordinator we have, which was Brittany Singleton, my aunt no longer wants her as a coordinator. She wants a new coordinator.
okay, so in this
So
case,
I
like
don't, I,
the coordinator from Keystone First, right? The insurance company, right?
Right.
Okay,
Yeah, Miss
I got you.
Silhouette used to handle, yeah, she used to handle everything for me. And I've been trying to handle this since June. They have not gave us a new coordinator for her yet. And the doctor's note, the doctor's letter says that she needs her 112 hours back instead of 84. And that's because she's a fall risk. And like I said, yesterday I had to file a complaint and they said it'll take 30 days. They don't even know why it's taking so long to issue her a new person. I don't know, but I just thought maybe you could help us. Maybe it may move a little faster if you get involved. I don't know.
Okay, I understand. So I'm gonna try to give a call to Keystone and see what we can do over here. Okay, normally like these requests, as they are directly by the patients, they're handled with the patient and the insurance company directly. But I'm gonna see what we can do. Okay, also regarding the payment that you just mentioned me on the text, this is because like there was one day that you worked less hours. It was a Thursday. I know that you overdid a bit more on the other days, but you know, as I mentioned to you before, like next time try to notify me if you're going to do less and more other days so we can like be advised on like composing or like compensating one day for the other, you know, because the pay automatically pays what's in there, you know, so like something that we have no much control on, okay? So I'm gonna also ask Billing about this so we can have like the visits straight up, okay?
Yeah, because I should be bringing home the same every week. And are my hour do I have 84 hours for this week?
Yes,
Because
that's correct. I
okay,
see
because I
all of
need to
them,
show
yeah.
my all right, I need to show my stubs, and if they're not all the same, it gives me problems. It gives me problems for my bank, and it gives me problems for other things that I need to do. Like they usually they're the same, so I don't know. I don't know. When Miss Silhouette was there, I never had any problems. Like I paid the same amount, and I always had the same hours. So lately things been a little different. Like how I didn't get paid, and I know you're telling me about clock ins and clocks out, but even when she was there, she would call and ask, what's what, and I would just tell her. But now it's like you got to do these time sheets, and things are just different now. But
No,
yeah,
I got
my
you.
my
She used to have like
yeah.
less patients than us over here right now. So she had like more control in it. But here, like, I mean, it's a new caseload. We have more people to handle. So like it's mostly the same, and also like everything that wasn't done before is being like reinforced on us. Like all these things that I've been telling you, like, hey, clocking out of range, clock out of range, like all these things I've been telling you for long, okay? So like, yeah,
Yeah. But see,
I'll address this bar.
the thing about being out of range, some my aunt is out with me usually when I'm running my errands. She's always out with me. So I don't know how to avoid that. I don't know how to avoid not you know what I mean, being out of range. If we're at the market or we're at a mall or she's visiting her sister and we're not home, like yesterday she was literally complaining because she was saying maybe we need to go to another company because she says she doesn't like having to talk to you guys on the phone about my whereabouts or, you know, if I was here. She said, don't they know I live with you? And I said, yeah. I said, but these are new people now. I said, she said, so she's saying the same thing. Well, this wasn't going on before. And I said, yeah, well, they're reinforcing things. I said, but I never had to do timesheets before either. So, yeah, it's a lot for her. And then it's a lot for me because it's like I start to feel like, do I need to rush us back by 5 o'clock? Like that's I shouldn't have to do that either, just to clock out on time. So I know we travel a lot and it's hard for me to be clocking in here at 5 o'clock if we're already out. Sometimes I'm not here, like no matter what my shift is, we're always out. There's sometimes you'll see that we're home, you know, and I've clocked in range, but I can't say I can break my neck to stop what I'm doing to get back here just so I can clock out on time.
Not necessarily crazy. On time. I know that you normally, I mean, it's not based on you. I'm putting you like on a single regimen or anything like that. It's just like, mm-hmm. I do see that most of the time, so most of the visits of yours, you normally like overdo the hours, and it's fine. I mean, it's up to you. It's fine. But like either way, if you need to clock out later than expected, in that way you can clock out at patient's home, feel free to do it. It doesn't matter, you know? Okay. So like in that way you can like adjust it, or maybe in a day that you know, for example, that she must be out like from 8 a.m. that normally, or 5 a.m. that your normally clocking starts. Try to clock in earlier. I mean, earlier than that. I mean, before she leaves home, before all of that, you know? So you can clock out earlier as well. So like it's like slightly moving the schedule for the day. You know, you can also do that. Okay, and still the system will count the same amount of hours because you're doing the same 12 a day. So, like,
yeah,
basically some tips. Because here, like, we've been reinforced on that because, like, there have been a lot, believe me, like, tons of cases that we've been tracked down over here, like, in insurance, not being willing to pay because they said, like, no, this is fraud because they were not at home at the patient's house. This is fraud because this, fraud because of that. So, like, it's just like to be compliant because like right now they're very delicate and the government right now, you know, they messed up they are and they don't want to put funds on Medicaid and Medicare. So they're finding like any type of excuse to not pay. So like it's mostly like to take care of each other's back along with Bernadette's services, your employment and our employment here in the company, okay? And our maintenance and as a company. So like, yeah, I mean, I give you, like, some tips in that way, like, you can, like, manage them around. It's just, like, for what works better for you, you know? But, like, in order, like, to still be compliant.
Okay.
Right? So,
let me know, Ronnie, if you're able to get, you know, get in touch with them or, you know, what you can even do because at this point, I was ready to call my lawyer to ask him what should I do because from June to August and we're going into September, no one has contacted us. And this doctor's note is from June. So she has a note stating that she.
And have you ever considered like with all this situation, because it's not like the first time that it happened with a patient and an insurance company. Have you ever considered maybe switching insurance companies?
No, I never considered that because she likes Keystone. So maybe I can talk to her about that, but Because, okay, so if she was to switch insurance companies, does that mean we wouldn't deal with, because these are Keystone's people, is that what you're saying?
I mean, there are a lot of insurance companies here in Pennsylvania, and most of them we take them, you know. So like, it's just to consult what will be better for her. Like, I guess I know that they're putting you guys through the process of waiting like the whole 30 days, and I know that probably if I call them, they will still state like, "Hey, this is the procedure. We follow only the procedure because that's what they're gonna get a hold to right now." So
Yeah,
mostly,
well,
like, if you
see,
guys are not happy with it, let's just like try to
here's the
consult other
thing.
choices.
Okay, but we've had before Brittany Singleton, we had another coordinator, and she was a little racist. We made a complaint and we got rid of her, and then they gave us Brittany. Brittany, my aunt doesn't want her anymore because she feels she falsified information on some paperwork, which got her hours cut. So now we went back to the doctor and we told the doctor what happened, and the doctor wrote a formal letter that we're supposed to give to the state coordinator who comes out to ensure that she's okay. So like I said, since June, no one has called us to say hi. We're such and such. I'm Bernadette's new coordinator. When can I come out to, assess her or to come see her? So this has been going on, and we've been calling Keystone probably every 3 days. They've escalated it. They've done all kind of things. So now it's like yesterday they submitted a formal complaint, which they said is going to take 30 days to find out why she has not been issued a new coordinator. And I just wanted to let you know because, again, like I said, when Miss Silhouette was there, if I needed to change coordinators, we would make the call first, and then she would reach out to me at some point and say, "Did you get a new coordinator? Yes or no?" And if I didn't, she would get involved. She would just call them just to see, because she had access to like coordinator supervisors that I don't have access to. And that would get the ball rolling even more. But this has been the longest wait. We've never waited this long for them to issue her somebody new. So I don't know if it's anything you can do, but I said maybe having someone from Family First reach out to find out why Bernadette has not been sent a new coordinator yet, it may move things along a little faster. Yeah, but just let me know. If not, we're just going to have to wait until, or again, like I said, I can call my lawyer and I can ask him what's the next step that I should make. Because it's not about you guys, it's about them not issuing somebody to her in a timely manner. And really, I feel it's starting to be neglectful now because there's no way all these months should go by. We're talking about June, July, August, and then we're about to go into September in another 2 weeks. So this is weird. It doesn't take this long. Like, I've been doing this for a long time. I have friends in this business. It doesn't take this long for them to issue you a new coordinator to come out and assess this person and, what is your doctor saying so I can give them this note. It's been too long. I just feel it's neglect. It's just being pushed aside for whatever reason.
I got you.
So,
All right, I'll give you
yeah.
posted to see if we have anything I can do, okay? I'm gonna ask over here
Okay.
because, like, that type of file with all the numbers, something we don't have access, at least over here in this department. Maybe Silhouette having as many years as she used to have over here. She might have found, like, a way, but, like, something that right now I don't
Okay.
have control, okay? But, like, let's see what I can do.
All
And
right, no
regarding the
problem.
hours,
Yeah.
as of today and what's coming into this Friday check, I cannot like guarantee you to receive it right away because we're like in the process of closing payroll and stuff. So most likely you will
Okay.
receive it next week. So it's just a heads up, okay?
So, but I will have my 84 hours.
I mean, the 84 hours for the last week you will have it, but regarding the
Yes.
previous check that you mentioned, that's the one
Yeah,
that we
that
need to
check that
address,
is
you know.
yes, a check. I noticed it was 2.25 hours. Yeah, 2.25 hours short.
That's right. That's the
Yeah,
one that we will be
okay.
able to address, but for next payroll, okay?
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm not short this week. That's all.
No
I
problems for
don't
me.
need to be short. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. You have a good one
All
and
right.
take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.